CliffCentral.com.
All right, we've got to get to Sean Saunders. It's always a pleasure, and it's another busy, busy week on the markets. Sean is back, and after all your good news last week, Sean, it's I'm sure you guys are still on a bit of a high. I saw lots of really good social media posts about all the exciting developments at Revix. So here he is, Sean Saunders. Is that in your new office that you're in now?
No, I'm actually just repositioned within the office. So firstly, good morning, everyone.
Morning. How are you doing? Well? Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. No, these aren't in the offices. These, you know, people always complaining about the background that I had. So I was positioned somewhere all the way back down there and to the left
Okay.
a while ago. So I've just sort of repositioned myself. No, but we're busy moving offices. It's been, I mean, you'd think actually with COVID and everything that it would be quite easy just to pick up and move somewhere else.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's not that simple.
How many, how many people How many people are on the payroll there at Revix?
Too many.
Ask
a
any,
lot. I don't know.
Ask any, honestly, any CEO and founder, then they'll tell you it's too many. But I mean, how many are we looking at? You guys have grown so quickly.
Yeah, over 35. I mean, we've grown very quickly. And now the thing is, we're starting to add in the UK and EU. Mm-hmm. And that's when things get really scary, right? It's one thing to look at South African salaries. It's a completely different thing to look at, European salaries. So anyway, that's great here for next year.
All right. So tell us, this week, obviously, I saw quite a rapid decline in the highs of $62,000, $63,000 a Bitcoin from last week. We always start talking about the value, I'm afraid, because people, that's what a lot of people are interested in. We're down to 54,000 this week. So almost, what would you ascribe that to? And what do you think is really going on there?
I think there's quite a few different factors really at play here. The one is that you had a major power outage in the Zhejiang, let me see if I can say this right, Zhejiang province in China.
Yes.
And that's where a very big portion of Bitcoin's mining is taking place. So as soon as, you know, it's not just South Africa that's having power outages, clearly it's, you know, some places in China and elsewhere as well.
Yes.
So that led to a very big sell-off, obviously less mining power, less security in the network. So that was one of the factors. Turkey came out last week, and Turkey essentially banned the use of cryptocurrencies for payments, which is a really big development. And again, the market kind of looked at this and said, oh, what do we do? What do we make of this? And that was another factor that sort of influenced this. So, you know, amongst those two different, I guess, developments, the markets pulled back. And I think the other thing, which we've just got to mention, you know, we've come on the show week after week, the market's been increasing. It doesn't go up in a vertical line forever, right? I mean, at some point, there has to be a pullback. You know, there's no single stock that's ever grown, whether it be Amazon, Microsoft, you name it.
Sure.
That has this just perfectly, you know, horizontal or diagonal line from the bottom left to the top right. That just is not how it works. So this pullback, I would say, is quite healthy. I mean, it's not a significant pullback. I mean, sure, in dollar terms, it's really big. But if you're looking at Bitcoin, it's down about 15% over the last week. Last week when we were on the show, it was up 15%. The week before, it was up 15% again. So it's like, you know, it just sort of, you know, it's part of the crypto market. If you start looking at some of the other cryptocurrencies, if you're looking at like Ethereum's ETH token, I mean, that's only down about 2.5%. Binance's token, BNB, is pretty much flat week on week. Cardano is down about 14%. But yeah, for a lot of people, they see this as an opportunity to get into the market.
Sure.
A lot of people get fearful. Naturally, when the market starts falling, people want to, you know, sort of step out of the, or if they're in the market, they want to get out, which is not necessarily the right mentality. That's not to say if there's a pullback, you shouldn't be looking and maybe exiting the position, but you've always got to ask why. And fundamentally, nothing's changed. You know, institutions are running into the space faster than ever. The adoption rates of cryptocurrencies are increasing. I don't know if you heard the rumors around Venmo. Venmo, the big payment services company based in the US, they're looking at accepting cryptocurrencies for payments. I mean, that's huge. That's as big as PayPal, if not bigger, entering the crypto space. So there's still a lot of really good stuff happening in the
background. I'm curious, what is Dogecoin and what's been happening there? Why is that performing so well? What is Dogecoin?
It's Dogecoin. Yeah, Dogecoin was created as a meme cryptocurrency, and it's a bit of a joke.
Yeah,
because
it's
a complete joke, actually. It was meant to be sort of a fun dig at the banking system. And when I say a dig at the banking system, these two guys, early sort of Bitcoin hodlers, they got involved with Dogecoin. They created Dogecoin, and it was just meant to be this fun token that's got a dog's face.
Yes, it's that famous meme dog, you know, that Akito dog that everybody uses.
Yes.
You know, let me put the picture up. I'll show everybody what you're talking about while you explain it. Carry on.
Yes, so I'm trying to find the name.
I've got
name
it.
Of the dog as well. I always forget the name.
I'm a fan.
It's Shibu.
Yeah, whatever. I'll put the picture up so that people can see what we're talking about here. But there's the dog there, that one. Right.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
So what is this?
So, I mean, Dogecoin.
Is this just a joke? And how do you know whether it's worth putting money into this or not? Is this purely some kind of like insider joke for people who are throwing money around on the internet?
It is a complete joke. Please do not put your money into it. I mean, I always say, oh, we don't give financial advice. Just this is not financial advice. This is idiot advice. Just do not put money into Dogecoin. And if you have money in Dogecoin right now, take it out. And the reason being is that this is a cryptocurrency with no purpose. I mean, it was created to sort of, you know, it's a fork of Bitcoin. It's meant to be utilized for payment purposes. Mm-hmm. There's no security in the network. The entire big pump that you've seen recently, I mean, it got you $50 billion. Like, this is huge, right? I mean, but it's all the Redditors, right? I mean, everyone heard of GameStop and, you know, all the rest that took place. And this was exactly that. Redditors, a whole bunch of social media followers, they sort of got behind Dogecoin and they said, no, listen, we're going to get this to $1. And it's currently trading at about 30 US cents.
Right.
And they've started pumping this. And I mean, it's still up 115% from the last week. But there's a friend of mine, and I think he invested. This is sort of just how crazy this has been. He invested like 2,500 Rand. I think he's sitting with 350,000 Rand right now. That's just how much this has sort of blown up over the last, you know, year or two. And, you know, I just said to him, I was like, please, please sell this investment. Cash. Because it's those sort of things where, you know, people always ask us, do we put this in our bundles? And I sit there and I go like, hell no. We've got an investable universe, you know, cryptocurrencies that are actually doing something where there's, you know, active markets that people aren't just pumping and dumping. And those are sort of the cryptocurrencies that you look to invest in with our bundles. The likes of Dogecoin,
no,
it's not going to be included.
All right. So don't expect any of that in the portfolios that are offered by Revex. So in a market that we've never seen before, don't guess, diversify. Revex allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And it won't include crazy, weird, wacky meme stuff that has no real purpose in the long run, because otherwise your money could go down the toilet. Sean Saunders is the guy who gives us all this info every week, and you could find out more by going to revex.com. Sign up today. It's very, very easy. I've done it. You could do it. You could put in as little or as much money as you want and get on this platform. Start riding these waves because it is fun. And no matter what happens, you are guaranteed to learn a whole lot more about the way that that cryptocurrencies are changing our world. Sean, it's always good to see you. Thanks, man. CliffCentral.com.